American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
So we're looking at grazing opportunities for beef producers both in the fall and then also in the spring.
That's Dan Loy with the Iowa Beef Center talking about the importance of cover crops in his area. He says cover crops help with major water quality issues in Iowa.
We have a program, statewide program, that we call the Nutrient Reduction Strategy. And the goal of that strategy is to reduce nutrient escape from the state into the rivers, Mississippi and Missouri River, that eventually flow into the Gulf of Mexico to help reduce the Gulf hypoxia zone. And that involves retaining more of the nutrients on the cropland in the state of Iowa. Yes, we produce more corn and soybeans than any other state, but the efforts are to retain those nutrients there. Part of that means trying to keep roots in the soil, you know, in between crops, because that helps retain especially nitrogen and keeps nitrogen from flowing out when we do get excessive rains and water is obviously going to leave those croplands.
Loy says one of the main strategies is to increase cover crop use in between crops.
It's planted in the fall immediately or during harvest, and then those forages help retain nutrients throughout the fall, the winter, and then the following spring. And so we're looking at grazing opportunities for beef producers both in the fall and then also in the spring. We have cattle right now that are grazing cover crops that will not have corn or other crops planted into them until probably the first 2 weeks in May.
And what type of cover crops do you plant in Iowa?
Much of Iowa, if we want to look at cover crop that will last the winter and be an effective grazing opportunity or forage harvest opportunity in the spring, usually that's cereal rye, and that's what we're grazing currently. For our beef producers that just want to extend grazing in the fall, another very popular cover crop are, you know, small grains like oats or wheat or triticale. Also, we're seeing interest in brassicas, turnips or radishes. Those plants tend to break the soil profile and reduce compaction and actually contribute to soil health and have some benefits there. So those are kind of the two major forages that would be used for fall grazing. The wheat, oats, and the brassicas will last well into winter, but usually they won't survive until spring.
That's Dan Loy with the Iowa Beef Center and Iowa State University. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.